This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. A little sticky this morning. I guess just because it's been Labor Day weekend, we all thought that things were going to cool off and we could get back outside and work in the yard. Well, where the heat is still here and the gardens are still growing and doing really well, but we could use a good soaking in the whole Northeast. Not just New England, but New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and a few other states. Just crazy, crazy weather, making it very difficult for a lot of you to do what you want to. But I think the biggest disappointment this year will come with the lack of beautiful fall foliage, something that a lot of us look forward to. And I want you, if you live in the northern part, northeast part of the country, take a look at the trees around you. And you're going to be in for a surprise because the trees are already changing color. And it's not from the green colors to the yellows and the oranges. They're turning brown, or they're turning a muddy yellow, and they're beginning to drop from the trees. The early flowering or foliage plants, like the burning bush, are beginning to change color already, and they shouldn't be changing just yet. It's just due to the dryness. And I don't think you're going to see the brilliant red foliage that we are accustomed of seeing. I think it's going to be more on the pink than the bright, bright red. And the ones that are in the shade that normally get a kind of a pinkish color to it because of the lack of direct sun on them, they may just fall from the plant green. And you won't get any color at all. But we'll see. Mother Nature's got a way to repair the damage that she's made by not providing us with the rain that we need, and maybe it will come. We were hoping that the remnants of the hurricane would come into the Northeast and give everybody a good soaking, but it went out to sea and did very little good for a lot of people. But we will live on. We know how to conserve water. And luckily it's getting to be the end of the growing season. And some of the vegetables are pretty much done for the year. Again, due to the heat and to the lack of rainfall. One thing that you may find kind of hard to believe, but I'll explain it to you. When I was in college, one of my teachers said to the class, did you know that if you watered your plants with the hose and gave them enough water, and you took the same plants and they had a good soaking rain, that the plants that got the soaking rain could stay green and continue to grow without additional water for 3 days. But the ones that you water by hand would only last a day, maybe a day and a half, depending on the temperature. And we found it kind of hard to understand that if you put the same amount of water in a potted plant with the hose, compared it to rainfall, they should both live the same amount of time. So we tested it. We had a rainy day. We took half the plants. We put them outside in various size containers, and they got a good soaking rain. And at the same time, we took the same amount of pots, various sizes, that were in the greenhouse, and we gave them a good soaking with the hose. And then the following day, when the rain had stopped, we put both sets of pots outside, side by side, and we watched to see what was going to happen, to see if our teacher was pulling out a leg or not. And sure enough, a day and a half later, the ones that were watered in the greenhouse were beginning to wilt. And we were all puzzled. We couldn't understand it, because we had thoroughly soaked it. Well, this is what happens. When a plant is dry and it needs moisture, and it rains, the rain is coming down on a steady basis. It saturates the soil. The plant absorbs all the water that it needs. But the rain continues. And now the water that has been taken up by the plant is inside the plant. And the additional rain fills the pot and saturates the soil. The plants that we had hand watered in the greenhouse, they got soaking once. They pulled all the water that they needed, but now it left a little bit of a void of moisture in the pot. And there was now some areas where all the moisture had been pulled up by the plant. And then it showed us that a good soaking rain. So if you're watering, the secret is this. Water your garden. Give it a chance for the plants to absorb what they need. And then water it a second time. And especially in containers. It's really something to see, and you would never think until you see it for yourself what would happen. So I'm giving you a tip. If you have containers on your deck, your porch, your patio, you have hanging baskets, give them a good drink, and then that evening water them again. And you'll find that they can go 2 to 3 days with that double watering that would equal a rainfall. So Mother Nature knows how to water. We think we do. But when we have the amount of heat and lack of rain, that's where we find that we have a problem. So water them twice just to be safe and give them a chance to absorb as much moisture before the second soaking. Now, if we can help you, if you're planning to do some planting, if you're going to be putting in a new lawn, if you're going to be renovating either your lawn or your perennial beds. You're going to be dividing perennials. And fall is a great time. Things like daylilies can be divided. Hosta can be divided. Your iris can be divided. Peonies, bleeding heart can all be divided at this time of the year. As long as you can give them the moisture that they need for that division. And a little bit of liquid fertilizer, like the Neptune's Harvest or the Espoma Grow liquid, which is all organic, like the Neptune's Harvest, will make a big, big difference. And if you like iris, the fall is the time that you'll find them at your local nursery, garden center, and some of the feed and grain stores. And they're there right now, so that you can buy them, you can condition the soil, plant them. Now, when you buy your iris, they're not going to come potted. They're going to be bare root. Just a little bit of foliage, the iris tuber, and the roots. And when you plant your iris, condition the soil, a little manure and compost, and plant it so that the top of the tuber, the bulb, is level with the ground. If you plant them deep, they won't flower. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you, the number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up for us this morning?
First up this morning, we've got a Bob from Maine. He's got a question about powdery mildew and then another question about hydrangeas.
Okay. Bob, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm
morning.
Waiting for the rain to fall. I think it might just be rainy here in South Portland.
Really?
powdery mildew. What
yes.
do we do? What can I do to the soil during the winter? Or better yet, what can I put in the soil during the growing season? And the other question is, I know hydrangeas have been a topic of interest here in the last couple of years because of weather conditions. And I know a lot of people clip them. Now, you know, they got this wilt-proof. Does it come in a liquid form? Because I firmly believe that if you cut them too late in the year, those cuts don't seal off.
Right.
So can you take the... Could you take a liquid form or a paste form and cut the branches where you've cut, put it on to keep the plant, to keep the moisture in the plant?
Okay. Now, let's start with that hydrangea question. The blue balls and the pink balls that you see, if you were to travel south and go to Cape Cod, where they're noted for their blue hydrangea, they are not pruned in the fall of the year. And the reason is this. They make the flower buds on the wood or the branches that were made this year. So that if you go and you prune your blue hydrangea or the pink, the ball shape hydrangea in the fall, you have removed all the flower buds. So the time to do the pruning on the blue balls And the pink ball varieties, the Endless Summer, the Blushing Bride, and all of the new hybrids that they have is in the spring of the year. You wait until the buds on the stem break open and they start to show green. And that means that the bud is waking up. It's going to make some foliage. It's going to make some new growth. And on that new growth will be the flower. So the only thing that you're going to be pruning will be any of the dead wood that didn't survive the winter. Or if the plant's getting to be too big, you should have cut some of the height during the month of July or August to control the size. But if you prune in the fall on the blue hydrangea or the pink, I guarantee you, you will not have any blossoms next year. Even though you use wilt proof or wilt stop. Now you can buy it as a concentrate. You mix it with water. You spray the stems and the buds. And it seals it. So that if we have a winter with very little snow cover, like we did last year, then we won't have any problems. If we have a lot of snow cover and your hydrangeas are covered with snow, then the flower buds are protected from the wind that pulls the moisture out of the plant and dries out the buds. So do your pruning in the spring, and you only prune what buds do not open or any of the dead stems. Now, the cone-shaped hydrangeas, and if you're driving around town now, it's covered with all different types of white flowering hydrangea. You prune those in the fall or the spring, and I would use wilt-proof on them also. Due to the lack of rainfall that we've had this year, they're much, much hardier, and they will bloom every single year on the new growth. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to get motivated, to get back outside. I know the heat in the summer has made it difficult for you to do what you want around, but the fall is definitely a time for planting. And we mentioned a little earlier about dividing some of your perennials and relocating them in your garden so that you can enjoy more of them. And it's not something that you have to worry about. Now, the first thing I want you to do, if you're going to be dividing hostas or daylilies or bleeding heart peonies, the day before you're going to divide them, take out the hose and give them a good soaking. Now, if you can't water with a hose, fill a bucket full of water. Slowly pour it around each of the plants that you're going to be digging and saturate that soil. And they'll pull up all the water that they need, and that will reduce the stress of dividing them and putting them into a new location. And then once you decide where they're going to go, you want to add some compost. You want to add manure, some of the black cow manure. Work it in and recondition that soil. And then plant them at the same level that they were before you dug them, so that you keep the plant growing uniformly. But that soaking before you plant will wet the soil. It will make it stick together. And that way, when you dig the plant out, it will hold. and there'll be less root damage and less stress on the plant. And then you need to water just about every day for a good week, maybe even two, depending on the temperature. And they'll do very, very well. So don't give up. This is the time that you should be doing it, and you should do it. It's also the time for you to fertilize your lawn. And you're saying, Paul, it's brown. Why am I going to feed it? Well, we're getting morning dew, and that's adding a little bit of moisture. And traditionally, and let's hope so, we get more rain in the fall than we do in the summer. And September is the best month to make a brand new lawn. The seed will germinate quickly because the soil is warm. We're going to get more rain, and that will help to speed up the germination. And any weeds that come up between now and the time that the seed begins to grow, most of those weeds will be killed with a frost. But the grass will continue to grow. And the reason is the bulk of the weeds that we have are annual. So they come up, they begin to grow, and just as they get started, we get colder weather, we get a frost, and the weeds are all killed, and the grass does continue to grow. So don't give up. Fall is for planting. Now at this time of the year, we have a gift that has come to us from Holland. All of the Dutch bulbs have come into this country, and they're waiting for you to plant them. So this weekend, if you do get some rain and you can't get outside to do some yard work, then visit your local garden center while the selection is nice and plentiful. And you're going to find that a good selection now. And what's nice is you can buy varieties of tulips, for example, that are early flowering, mid-season, or late flowering, so that you can have tulips bloom at three different seasons to give you continuous color. Daffodils, they all tend to bloom at the same time, except for the miniature. And the miniature is called tete a tete. T-E-T-T-E-T. And it's a dwarf. And there are also other varieties of the miniature daffodils. And they're going to come into bloom early in the year, about the time that your crocuses, your grape hyacinths, Scilla, Chionodoxa are going to be coming into bloom. So take advantage of it. Visit your local garden center and let's get your bulbs selected. Get them home, and then you got to do one thing. You've got to put them someplace where you will remember to plant, because a lot of us still have perennials in bloom, roses in bloom, or flowers in bloom in the area that we normally put in bulbs. So we get the bulbs ahead of time. That way we have the best selection. We have the colors that we want. We have the blooming season that we want. But we need to put them someplace where we will remember to put them in the ground as these flowers and plants begin to go dormant for the year. So buy them, put them in your basement, someplace where you will remember, in your garage, right on top of a tool chest. And as the flowers, perennials begin to go down, then you can begin to plant them. Now, when you're planting bulbs, avoid at all costs bone meal. In the early days of gardening, they wanted a slow-release fertilizer. We now have that. But the only one we had was bone meal. And unfortunately, if you plant tulips or crocuses in your garden and you put bone meal, you're going to be attacked from below ground and from above ground. From above ground, you're going to have the neighbor's dog come into your yard. He's going to smell the bone meal in your garden, and he's going to dig. And if you put them in a certain design, they'll be all over the place. Also, raccoons and skunks will smell the bone meal, and they'll dig them. Below ground, the voles, the chipmunks, and the squirrels will go after them. So stay away from bone meal. Use an organic fertilizer or the Dutch bulb fertilizer at the time of planting, okay? And that will ensure that they're not eaten before they have a chance to grow. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Maine. She's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your hydrangea today?
Thank you so much. I had three bushes of hydrangea in my backyard that gets the most sun. This season, I was not able to be here to take care of them. And because of the lack of rain, they have dwindled down to next to nothing. Can I save them by bringing them indoors and try to get them healthy again? Or are they pretty much non-usable at this time?
Okay. Now, are these potted or are they planted?
They're planted.
If they're planted, they're going to be fine. Because plants have the capability of going dormant. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of plant material out there that's been in your garden for years, and they look like they're dying. What I would suggest you do is this. I would get some Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. I would get some of the Espoma Liquid Grow. And I would give them a good feeding.
Okay.
The plants are still alive. But what's happening now is this. Due to the lack of rain, due to the heat, the plants have a safety mechanism built in by Mother Nature that's saying to them, I better lose my foliage, because if I don't lose my foliage and go into dormancy ahead of schedule, I'm going to die. And that's what these plants are doing. They know that there's a problem out there. And to protect themselves, they're going dormant, and they're shedding their foliage. They look like hell. I've got hydrangeas at my house that started off beautiful. And right now, the flowers that are normally brilliant white have already started to show signs of pink and brown on them. So they're not blooming as long as they normally do, just due to the lack of rainfall. So if you can give them some extra water, if you can give them a little bit of feed, they'll be fine. But I think the worst thing you could do would be to dig them up and bring them inside, because that plant really needs to spend the winter outdoors and go through the normal season. The one thing I would do, and I'm going to be talking a lot about this in the weeks to come, is because the plants have been under stress, I want you to use on hydrangea, rose bushes, and all of your broadleaf evergreens, azalea, rhododendron, mountain laurel. If you have evergreen ground cover, like pachysandra, English ivy, vinca or myrtle, I want you to use the wilt proof or the wilt stop to seal the foliage to prevent dehydration in the case that we don't have a winter with a lot of moisture. Now, the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a winter of heavy snow and cold. But the Farmer's Almanac can be just like your local weatherman. Sometimes you've got to look out the window to see what's happening. Not just take it out of the computer, but actually look out the window and say, oh, it is raining. I'll tell people that. So,
do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking new biotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. So if we can help you with a problem, give us a call, and we'll try and work together to try and eliminate some of the potential headaches that we are up against for this fall season. The one area where I think we're really going to have a problem is protecting our broadleaf evergreens and plants like hydrangea and roses for the winter. And what I'm going to recommend for you to do is this. As soon as the plants have gone dormant, where all the leaves have gone from green and to yellow, and then they've fallen from the plant, your rose bushes, I want you to buy some bags of bark mulch. Not the nuggets, but the shredded, like a pine bark or a hardwood bark, cedar. I don't care what you use. But build a mound around your rose bushes about a foot high, like an igloo. And that will protect the union or the graft where the plant was grafted to give you that specific color. And do not prune roses in the fall. And that's effective right now. Do not prune your roses from now on. If you have a blossom and you want to cut the flower to bring it in, that's okay. But don't cut the plant back until the spring. Right now, your plant is one solid stem with bark all the way around it, from the top to the bottom. When you make that cut to make the plant smaller, you create an opening. And if we don't have enough time to create a scab on that opening, then the stem will dehydrate with the wind and the sun during the winter. So you never, ever, and I mean ever, prune roses until the spring of the year. The only thing that will come off your roses, kneel down at the base of your plant. And this is for climbing as well as shrub roses. You're going to see a swollen area that resembles your fist. And coming out of that swollen area are the branches that give you the beautiful rose flowers. Anything that forms below, underneath that graft or the union, is called a sucker. And it's sucking the life out of the plant. It's making new growth, but it's not blooming. So kneel down at the rose, look at the union, and anything that's coming below it, remove it. And then in the fall, mound 12 inches high, like a little igloo, around every single rose on your property, except for the Rosa rugosa, the beach type rose. They're very hardy. They don't need winter protection. And then around Thanksgiving, when things have cooled down, spray your roses, your hydrangea. Those are the two most delicate flowering plants that we have on our property. Spray them with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And it will make a big difference in the survival rate. Now, due to the lack of rain in the Northeast, broadleaf evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, especially holly, and some of your ground covers around Thanksgiving, spray the foliage with an anti-desiccant to prevent winter damage. This is the year to do it. Don't hesitate. Do it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.